The galloping hoofbeats slowed and came to a halt. The frightened young horse had stopped running around the pen and turned toward the middle where I stood. I could hear his heavy breathing and smell the sweat that streaked his rich chestnut coat, the inspiration for the name we'd given him, Wildfire. Not long ago, he'd been living wild with a herd of mustangs, never touched by a human hand. Now, it was up to me to teach him how to live and work with people so that he could be adopted into a good home. "He's considering that maybe I'm not so scary after all," I told the group of people watching from the fence. "I can't force him to trust me. He has to decide to do that for himself. I want him to choose to face his fear rather than fleeing. So what I'm doing is making the right thing easy and the wrong thing difficult. Running away is hard work. Coming to be with me is easy. He can rest here in the middle." The horse hadn't quite realized this yet, but I noted that his expression had changed. His wild eyes were softening, and he was lowering his head, a sign of submission. Soon, I could tell, he'd be ready to walk slowly toward me, and I'd feel his warm breath as he reached out his head to sniff me. I knelt down in the dirt, making myself as small and unthreatening as possible. He'd shown respect to me, so now it was time for me to show humility to him, to release the pressure and indicate that I was not a predator. As I waited for the colt to take those first tentative steps of trust, something on the other side of the pen caught my attention. Standing by the fence was a young cowboy, tears streaming down his handsome face. Jeremy Morris was our first employee at Diamond Cross Ranch, and at that point he'd been working for us for just a couple of weeks, or rather, as my wife Jane and I liked to joke, we'd been working for him. A born leader with natural confidence and charisma, Jeremy was the kind of guy people loved to be around and were quick to follow. But he didn't take direction easily. Not long after he began working for us, I asked him to ride a horse I'd recently gotten in a trade. "Don't tie him up tight," I warned. I'd already learned that this triggered panic in the horse. He would pull back violently, fighting the rope and risking injury to himself and anyone around him. But Jeremy didn't listen, and that horse freaked out. He reared up, breaking the rope, and then flipped over backwards, scuffing up Jeremy's saddle. Luckily, no one was hurt, but they could have been. Jeremy was good at his job, but he'd always pushed the boundaries. He'd show up tired for work because he'd been out partying the night before. Still, he was talented with the horses and cows, and great with our corporate clients, who thought he looked like a Western movie star in his buckaroo outfit and silk bandana. The other ranch hands liked him, and our kids adored him. So we tried to make it work. Jane and I were inexperienced leaders ourselves at that time, so I'm sure we made our share of mistakes. Jeremy had been around horses his whole life and had come to us because he wanted to learn my training methods. Like me, he'd been raised with the tough cowboy approach, but he was intrigued by the possibility of a way to train horses that didn't rely on fear, pain, or force. I'd explained to him that I couldn't really teach him a method, but I could share the philosophy, the set of principles that all my training is based on. Every horse is different, and each one requires a somewhat different approach, but the principles stay consistent. I know these principles, which I'll be sharing with you, work with horses. I've seen it hundreds, if not thousands, of times. But back in those days, I'd only a hunch that they might apply to humans as well. So it surprised me to see the impact of my words and my demonstration on the young cowboy by the ringside.